Did they give you an idea how that changes the timetable?
They did not. Probably going to last throughout the weekend and then come in Monday and see how it feels, see, you know, what happens from there. So I won't know anything up until then.
Was Wednesday a situation where you feel like you aggravated something and it wasn't ready? Or is there any worry that you caused further damage?
No, according to MRI, it didn't cause any further damage. It wasn't as bad as the initial aggravation that I suffered to the calf, so that's a positive. It just felt like something that when I was out there and whenever, I felt good. I mean, I didn't feel any issues. I didn't feel any problems leading in. But when I went to burst and explode is when I felt it. And it didn't, the minute I felt it, I went over to the side and told the training staff how I felt and things like that. And they immediately just shut me down. But it was something that happened kind of throughout the practice. Nothing beforehand. Nothing felt like it wasn't ready because, you know, I didn't have any pain. Obviously, not just physically, but emotionally too. You know, you gear up for that moment when you want to be ready to play and ready to go out there and perform, and you have another setback. And hopefully, it's the last setback. I'm going to continue to work hard. I'm going to continue to be the same person I am in regards to my work ethic and the strength it takes to get back and to physically get in that rehab room and do the work you need to do in order to succeed and get back on the field. So that's never going to falter. So I'm just, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's something that I have to look forward to and turn it into a positive.
The coach was just asked if they were thinking about IR. He said no. Does that give you something to kind of hold your hat on?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, this team, this coaching staff, they believe in me, and they've believed in me since I've, you know, walked through this door and I show them, you know, my ability, and I want to give that back to them. You know, I want to be out there and I want to play, and they understand how much I want to play and how much I love this game. And I want to just continue to prove that, continue to do what I need to do from a rehabilitation standpoint, and then see where it takes me.
You said you felt it when you tried to burst or explode. Is that the first time you had tried that? You said you had run routes a couple days earlier.
Yeah, I had run routes a few days ago, some intermediate stuff, and it felt good. I think that specific day the training staff didn't want to open me up all the way. But in terms of that, it felt good that day. I didn't feel any pain. I was making cuts. I was going left and right, even if it was just three-quarter speed. But the day when I ran routes during individuals was the first time I really opened up. And that's when I felt it, yeah.
Going forward, you have to take that as a lesson, I assume, and maybe, I don't know, even though if you feel good, maybe take it even longer, just because of the nature of the injury, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative to how you feel. You know, it's all relative to you feel good, you want to be out there and play. You want to test it, you want to see how it feels, and you want to see, you know, how much you can physically do on it. And it's tough to kind of gauge, you know, those two things, whether you go out there and test it out or wait a while and come back. So, because as a competitor, as an athlete, once you feel good, you want to go out there and test it out and play. You don't want to be in here feeling like you're not doing the right thing. So it's all relative to your injury. And, you know, I'm going to make sure I take my time with this one and this go around and see, you know, see how that fares for me this time around. Yeah, man. I'm sitting down and I looked up last night in the bedroom like, this has got to end. I'm tired of looking at reporters every day. I'd rather be looking at green grass and number lines on the field. You know what I mean? But I haven't lost faith. I know that my time is going to come. When that time is still up in the air. But I know my time will come back here in a blue uniform with the New York Giants.
What's the next step, if you can tell us, in terms of what they want you to do? Do you just rest it now? Do you ice it? What do you do?
I think it's rest right now. Obviously, I guess with this shot, you can't ice it or get it wet or anything like that in terms of drenching it into, let's say, a pool or something like that. So I have to wait a couple days, let the blood kind of go through that muscle, go through that area, and then come back in a few days, preferably Monday, and see where we go from there. So, yeah, that's all the info I got right now.
Was the injection recommended by the training staff? I mean, what ended up leading to the decision to have?
Well, they asked the doctors, and the doctors had a conversation with the training staff, and they said it'd be something that, you know, wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt the muscle. It wouldn't hurt anything. and at anything, it would make it feel better, or it'd be nothing. It'd be whatever, the same process that it would be going through if I didn't take the shot. So it didn't hurt to get it done, so I decided to get it done. I gave him the okay to do it, and everything went smoothly. And then, you know, me having a number one fear of needles probably wasn't the best decision for me at the time. But after it was done, it was all better.
Was this ever in consideration, like, a month ago or anything like that?
No, not necessarily. It was never, brought up at the time. I think we felt like we could rehab it and get it stronger, and then with time, it would be back to 100%. So at the time, it wasn't on the table.
Any encouragement from the fact that this isn't as bad as the initial injury?
Absolutely. Obviously, that gives, you know, there's a silver lining and everything, and I think that's it. And that just, you know, gives me the continued confidence to get back to 100%, continue to be diligent in the rehab process, and see where this goes.
So what do you do with the knee in the meantime? How do you sort of keep that up again?
Continue to keep it stronger. I mean, technically, at least for a couple of days, I'll be on my right knee now, so my right leg. So I'll continue to get that one stronger, do some exercises, continue to do the cardio, whichever way I can, just to keep my wind up and things like that. So, you know, the progress continues one way or another.
So at this point, it's fair to say beginning of next week, hopefully Monday, you'll come back here and then you guys will assess how things look coming out of the injection?
Yes, absolutely. So I think the doctors come in Mondays. They usually come in day after the games to check on guys and see how guys are feeling, if there were any ailments throughout the game. So that's when I'll see the doctors as well, and we'll see how that goes.